Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 393. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and I want to welcome you and thank you so much for dropping by and taking a listen to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Hawaii, and we're going to talk about the fact that Hawaii is open for business, even though you've heard a lot about the volcano. Well, that's just a small portion of what's happening on the islands of Hawaii. So everything is well there, and we are going to talk about that. And if you're curious about the Home Base Travel Agent Show and you want to learn a little bit more about the show, you can visit our website at hometravelagent.net. And once you're there, you're going to find an archive of many of the past shows going back several years. And you're going to find an area where you can subscribe to a newsletter, and the newsletter will bring you the show notes shortly after we publish the show. And when you subscribe, we don't spam your email inbox. We just send you the show notes. So feel free to subscribe, and you get the show right there in your email. And when you're at the website, take a look. If you haven't subscribed to one of the services, there's buttons on the website where you can subscribe to almost all the most popular services available for podcast subscriptions. We make it easy for you. And if you want to talk to me, you can send me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Love to hear from you. In fact, we love our listeners. We love to help out the travel agent community as much as we can, and we love to hear back from you. So it's always appreciated to get emails from our listeners. So thank you very much. Now I want to mention that we are a NACTA affiliate, the National Association of Career Travel Agents. We've been a NACTA affiliate for several years, and we highly recommend that if you are a travel agent and don't belong to NACTA, you might want to check that out by going to NACTA, NACTA.com, and check out to see what they have to offer. It's a great organization. Okay, without further ado, what I want to do is move into our show today, the interview portion of the show. So with that, I am going to flip a switch, and we're going to have the interview right now. Well, welcome to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and Laureen Romero is with us today, and we're going to talk about a topic that's in the news, and it really affects travel agents and people who are traveling. And we thought we needed to talk about this, and actually the company that we're going to be talking about has been doing some great work and really helping out their community, and I just wanted to highlight that. But before we get into too much detail, I want to hand it over to Laureen and let her take it away.
Great. Thank you, Barry. For those of you who are listening, this is one of the fun things that we get to do. The three of us are in three different time zones, which is such a challenge to be able to figure out where are we, when are we going to call. Barry's on the East Coast in New Hampshire. I am in California, so I'm on Pacific time. And then our guest, Wayne Kwan, is on Hawaii. So she is on Hawaii time. So we had to do the mental math. If I am here and you are there, when is Barry scheduled to come on? So
we got both ends. We've got both ends of the country covered. All the ends.
Right? Now we just need to find somebody from Alaska. Yeah. We can figure. We'll do that another show.
Yeah.
But again, my name is Laureen Romero. I'm the owner of Sharp Tongue Consulting, and I've been a seller of travel for, oh, somewhere between 10 and 12 years. And because I'm listed in or live in California, I primarily sell states 49 and 50. Just happens to be the way it is. If I lived on the East Coast, it would be the Caribbean. But the large majority of my sales are going to be Hawaii and Alaska, which is fine. They're awesome places. And in fact, when anybody asks, where is my favorite place in the world that I love to go to, I talk about Hawaii. And that means not just the state of Hawaii, but the island of Hawaii. And I have the pleasure and honor of introducing Wayne Kwan. She's with Paradise Helicopters. And we've been friends for a long time, and it's an honor because I can text her anytime. She always gets back, hi, friend. And so she's a lovely person. I'm so glad that we've stayed connected. And the reason we have her on the show this week is because of all the media news that is going on, and we want to have the perspective of somebody who's there, somebody who works with travel agents, and somebody who can actually give us the download so that we can reassure our clients that Diamond Head is not blowing up. So, Waynette, my friend, I am going to turn the mic over to you and talk about your company, talk about what you do and who you are, and I'm going to let you take it away.
Aloha, everyone. Sorry, we're playing this. You know, it's amazing what technology can do when it all syncs up together. Or not. But either way, aloha, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm just going to be sharing some updates of what's happening here with the lava, what's happening with Paradise Helicopter. So let's just get started. First of all, yes, lava is happening, and I'm sure you've all seen it, seen some of the footage on your news that Paradise Helicopters is providing. We do that as a stewardship project because we believe in it. And then we also have the assets. So we have the helicopter that we get to do daily overflights to do these documentaries and then again share that with the world. So when you have a chance to, if you wanted to get more information or share information with your clients, our lava blog is HawaiiLavaUpdate.com. That's HawaiiLavaUpdate.com, all spelled out, all lowercase, all one word. Go ahead and check that out. The documentary team do an update once, twice, sometimes three times a day whenever they have newsworthy items that they can share. They'll go ahead and do that. But at least you'll be able to see what's happening in our little neck of the woods. What I do want to share is that Hawaii Island itself at 4,028 square miles, less than 1% of our island is currently being affected by the active lava flow. So yes, send your guest over. Everyone is good. Everyone is safe. The lava is not happening on the island of Oahu, not happening on Maui, Molokai, Lanai, or Kauai, or even Niihau. It is here on Hawaii Island, but also it is secluded to less than 1% of our island. So come on over, send your clients. And everyone will have a wonderful time. I just drove out there to go see the glow of the lava and see what it looks like from the ground. While we can't get up close and personal to it, going there at to the Pahoa district of our island and seeing the glow of the lava, it's amazing. It was so beautiful. So again, still recommended. Get your guests out there on a guided tour. Get them out on a helicopter. We do overflights for our guests. We do participate in a temporary flight restriction with FAA as well as our civil defense, just to make sure everybody is safe. If it's not safe, we don't fly. So bear with us as we try and get as many guests up in the air to see the lava, which is one of the only ways to see it now. And we just want to make sure, again, safety first, safety always. What I also wanted to share with you are the different perspectives of the land and those who care for the land that they're on. As a Native Hawaiian, we have families out in the Kau and Puna area that we're gifted these lands to live on, and as we are all gifted, whether you've purchased it or not, we are all gifted to live on Mother Earth. So, perspectives there from a Native Hawaiian standpoint, just, you know, the land, we were just honored to be able to caregive this land for Pele, you know, for our goddess of the volcano, who is still active, and she's always been active. That particular volcano has been erupting since 1983. So it's not a new thing that we're going through. It just so happened she's a lot more active and awake nowadays than previously. So again, we are able to share her story of growth, rebirth, not just destruction. But it is really starting off with a clean slate. And, you know, just having and seeing and witnessing new land being born, it is amazing. So what I do want to share, point number two, is that we are travel agent friendly. We do offer commissions to our travel agents. The best way to connect with us on that is to send an email to our team at marketing@paradisecopters.com, marketing@paradisecopters, and just letting us know, hey, I want to be your partner, and we'll start you on that road with a sales packet that will have our tariff, which has our descriptions of our tours. It'll have the net rates that we'll be able to extend to you, as well as the W-9 and our sales agreement. But yeah, that'll be great. What is also good to note is that we are not only on the island of Hawaii and having the lava and doing all of the good stuff. We are also available, our newest opening, on the island of Oahu. So when you have guests out there, definitely send them our way. One of our newest tours we're doing is an eco tour. It's an earth-friendly tour that we partner with Hawaiian Legacy Tours as well as Gunstock Ranch, out on the north shore side of the island, where we can do an aerial tour of the island. We'll land them at Gunstock, where Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods will come, and they will give the guests the opportunity to plant a native tree. Currently, in the elevation that we're planting in, we're doing the native tree called Milo. It is a Hawaiian hardwood. It's beautiful. It's amazing. But it's the opportunity to do something good. Each tree is geotagged. You'll be able to watch your tree grow, if not from, you know, if not visiting it physically, you'll be able to go online. They have a tree tracker program that will, you know, Google track your tree, so you'll be able to see it grow. We started our partnership with Hawaiian Legacy Tours on Hawaii Island, where we began about 4 years ago planting koa trees. And now, going back there, when we first started, it was open grassy fields, grasslands. And now our trees are so tall and so big that they have created their own koa forest. So it's a great opportunity. And now we're able to take that model that we know works. So it works for the Aina, the land. It works for the Maka Ainana, the people. It works for everyone, to not just do good, but be good and help replenish the land. So now we're able to take that program and transfer it out to the North Shore of Oahu, in the area of Malai Kahana. So Malai Kahana is right between the Polynesian Culture Center and Turtle Bay. So right between that, there is an 870-acre ranch called Gunstock that has dedicated 500 acres to reforestation. And now we're able to do this partnership. So definitely have, you know, either you or your guests connect with us directly for more information. It's so new. We haven't put information out yet. We're almost done with the tariff piece for that. So you guys will be able to have that information to send out. But it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day out there, and having the tree planting ceremony, and then seeing the island of Oahu from the air, which is a completely different perspective than on the ground. So, you know, why not do both, right? We do definitely want to talk about some of our other partnerships that we have, one of them being on Lanai. So, yes, tiny island where they have their Four Seasons. Manele is there. You know, we will do tours out from there. What we are known for in our industry is private charter tours. So essentially, we'll get calls from travel agents like yourselves all around the globe saying, hey, so I have a client who is wanting to do XYZ. What can you do? Is that something even possible? And we're able to create those dreams for them, whether it is taking them in between the islands and doing an aerial tour on the way, or it is taking the guest from one island, let's say Oahu, over to Hawaii Island. We created a package called the Lava Java. So we take them from any of our neighboring sister islands, bring them to Hawaii Island, let them go, land them in a coffee plantation. They'll get a guided tour of the plantation itself, and see how coffee is grown, it is harvested, and how it is processed before, you know, taking off and then heading over to the lava and seeing that. We then land in a rural part of Hawaii Island where they'll be able to have lunch at we like to call it an oceanside waterfall. So we're on a little bluff out on the northern side of the island, totally secluded from everyone. And you'll be able to sit, enjoy the ocean, enjoy the waterfalls, enjoy the ruralness of Hawaii, and have lunch, a lunch that is catered by our friends at the Feeding Leaf, who are a local couple from Hawaii, who decided that they wanted to share all of the goodies of Hawaii. So they sourced locally. So it's fun for us. It's not uncommon for us to share their story along with ours, you know, and it becomes an immersive experience with us, where it's not just about sitting in the helicopter listening to a recorded tour, but it is having interaction with our pilots who are sharing the stories, the local stories of the areas, who are sharing some of the scientific facts and funds from the area, you know, and then saying, hey, look over there. There's the Hamakua mushroom farm that some part of your lunch is coming from today, or the aquaponics farm. So it's great. And we wanted to make sure that we created these type of experiences because that's stuff we want to do. That's how we, as Hawaii residents, do our family vacations. When family or friends come over from the mainland, we are taking them to these small little coffee farms, to these, you know, different mom and pop farms that we know of because we're either related or we know someone who is, and we have the opportunity to share their stories. So, you know, we are a storytelling people. And I am so blessed to be able to share some of our stories today with you, thanking our friends Loreen and Barry for taking the time to have these opportunities, talk story, our sharing opportunities that we absolutely love. And again, you know, when you have a chance, visit our Lava Update, HawaiiLavaUpdate.com, or visit us if you wanted to start a partnership. Visit us at marketing@paradisecopters.com. Other than that, I wanted to send a big aloha out to everyone, and we look forward to hearing from you soon. Aloha.
That's wonderful, Lynette. Thank you. And, you know, it's you embody all of the things that I, as a travel agent, want my clients to experience. Just some things you were talking about, you know, you send your, you know, your guests to a small area to have food at a small place and go, oh, this comes from the mushroom farm and this comes from this and we just had coffee from here, to be able to put it all together. Because as we know, in this day and age, everything is fast, fast, fast. And you really help force things to slow down, get to your level, bring people back home, back safe. Come on, you're on vacation. Let's enjoy this. Right. And remember to shop local, keep local, stay local, which is, you know, the thing that I always say, and I really encourage my clients to do this. I had clients who I sent, I believe it was last year, it may have been 2 years by now, but there, and they said, we want to do a once-in-a-lifetime thing where we're on Hawaii, and I take the leap, do the helicopter ride. And they're like, I don't know, it's so expensive. I said, take the leap. Trust me. Oh my God, they came back. They were taking pictures from the helicopter saying, Lorene's the best travel agent ever. Because they did. They took the lead. And, you know, you and, you know, Paradise Helicopters made their entire vacation. So thank you. I've ridden and taken your services, as you know, a couple years ago when NACTA had their conference there.
Right, right.
I was the bad spouse, and I had a surprise for Gail, and Gail hates surprises. And I'm like, you do not want me to tell you that what it is. Of course, everybody else around us knew what we were doing. And, God, there were, what, four, five other travel agents who said, yeah, I'm going.
I think we had to
get two helicopters.
Right. That was amazing. An amazing day. I love having the opportunity to surprise Gail. That was amazing.
I know her. She'd be totally freaking out if she knew this was coming, like in 3 days. I didn't tell her till the night before, and I knew she didn't sleep. But you made it worth it. Your pilots are so trained and absolutely know what they're doing, and such a professional company, and I can't say enough. So I want to remind travel agents, you know what? Hawaii is not full of lava. Don't listen to the media. Just send your clients there. Tell them to have a good time. And, you know, this is history, and it's nature, and we really are just the guests being there. So,
yeah.
Barry, are you still with us?
I am, and I just want to add that Gail and I, my Gail.
Yes, not my Gail.
Yeah. We took a helicopter tour of the Grand Canyon, and I have to say that's the best thing that we've ever done when we've been away on vacation. It was just absolutely fantastic, and I know Hawaii has just as much to offer from the view of a helicopter as the Grand Canyon does. So it was great. And, you know, when we did that, I balked a little bit at the price, but boy, now I'm just really glad we did that.
Good. You know, and it's such a great opportunity. And again, such a different perspective. The helicopters really just allow us the opportunity to get to a location quicker so you can experience it from not just a different perspective, but for, you know, having that intimate moment with that, whether it that is a, you know, it's the lava or the that is a 2,000-foot waterfall, or that is, you know, the oceans around, or the fish ponds around the islands. It's just so much more that you can see from a different perspective. And we just enjoy when families come back and they've, you know, essentially got a new take on life and a new perspective, and being able to to encourage their new, you know, their friends and family to come and share that as well. My only thing, gang, is if you get a chance to, please book their adventures early on in their stay, because in the event weather happens, which would be the only reason why we wouldn't fly, if weather happens and we are not able to do it safely, then we have, they have days to reschedule and not be on the, you know, book it on the last day as their finale per se, and then they can't go because either we've got a thunderstorm happening or some kind of weather system coming in. So again, do book them early on so they get to see the different areas of the island and then want to go back there a little bit later on their own to do more exploration. So that's my big tip for today as well.
That's very good. And if I recall earlier when we were trying to get technology to be our friend, I think you had mentioned something about the owner of the company also is very involved in the rescue community. So sometimes some of your helicopters have other jobs to do.
True, true, very true. If you've seen any of the footage, we've been doing large animal rescues. Again, because our helicopters, we don't use the typical tour helicopter because our girls work, for lack of a better term. We assist in rescues, we assist in firefighting and doing whatever community services we can offer with our assets, whether it is staff or our helicopters, being able to have that available. So sometimes, like in fact, more recently than anything, we were doing, again, a large animal rescue where we did several heads of cattle that were stuck out as the lava, you know, created these little islets, you know. It went around and we call them kipuka, which is just almost like a forest or growth in the middle of nothing almost. So the lava created these little pasture islets, and some of the cattle were trapped in them. So we were able to help rescue some of those. But again, yep, we do what we can to keep our community safe and sound and whatever that community looks like, however big that is, the community of paradise, the community of the globe, it's all the same for us.
Well, thank you again. It's been way too long since we had you on the show, so I'm so glad we had the opportunity to be able to do this again. I have every confidence in the entire world that Pele will calm down. She is just doing what she does, and it is totally okay. People be safe. People get moved along, mm-hmm. But it is her land. It is her land, and we have to remember that. And to keep our clients going, it's our job to be the gatekeepers of fear and reality. This is the way it is. Keep your clients going. Don't let them freak out and cancel, because it has a whole long chain effect of things when people cancel. And then it's going to be okay. And thank you, Waynette, for being here. Tell us your website and a good phone number for people to call one more time, please.
Oh, awesome. So our website at Paradise Helicopters is Paradise Copters. PARADISECOPTERS. So paradisecopters.com. And the phone number, we have a toll-free number you can use. It is 866-876-7422. That's 866-876-7422. All right, everyone. Aloha again.
All right. Barry, do you have any last-minute questions or a way for people to contact you?
Yeah, no questions. Just to thank Waynette for a wonderful interview. And if people want to reach me, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net or on Facebook at facebook.com/ HBTAS, and that's the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. So, Lorraine, how do people get a hold of you?
You can always reach me at sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled SHARPTONGUED at MAC.com. For my everyday Facebook page, it's Lorene R. That's LORENER. And then, of course, for Sharp Tongue Consulting, it is spelled out Sharp Tongue Consulting. It's my business page. So thank you again, Waynette. Don't hang up. And thank you, Barry. Thanks for having us back on, and we'll see you next week, next month.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Well, thank you, Waynette, and thank you, Lorene, for being a part of our show. And it's great to have you both on, and we look forward to having Waynette back at some point in the future. Waynette is always a great guest for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I want to mention that we do not take any compensation for having our guests on the show. We do this as a service to the travel agent community, and we take no compensation. We just do this out of our love for the community. So hopefully you appreciate it. And if you could give some love back, go to iTunes and write us a review or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That helps out as well. So if you do that, we'd really appreciate it. And I thank you for that in advance. Well, next month, we will be back in August for another show of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and we look forward to coming back here and giving you some great information. But until then, I want to wish you all safe travels. Stay healthy. Bye now.